This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's a little bit of good and bad for the markets. Corn's up 3. It's been up as much as 4. The wheat's up 8. It's been up about 9. The soy's down a couple. So what's helping the wheat, a couple of different things. One would be the Russian attacks on the Odessa port over in Ukraine is market's putting in a little war premium. Plus, it's had this cold snap in the plains. That's tough on the wheat. And talking about putting tariffs on Russian exports. So wheat's up for the second day in a row off that news. The soys are down. Rain, moisture, both in the Midwest and also in Brazil. And so that's pressuring the soys a little bit, although the I think the corn and beans are the corn's up because I mean, the cold weather might delay the planting. So a lot of the things on both sides of the fence here. The crush yesterday for beans was the highest ever for this month, for the month of last month. All the markets are getting ready to position or starting to position for the report, which comes out a week from Thursday. The quarterly stocks and planning intentions report. So just kind of chop around back and forth and some good and some bad. And today it's the corn's day to be up and the wheat and soy is down just a little, just a couple cents lower in here. Generally, the markets, all three markets are kind of sideways trading, I think, kind of biding their time until the report comes out a week from Thursday. Livestock's taking a pretty good hit today. The market's a little concerned about a cattle on feed report. That's coming out on Friday at 2 o'clock. They're projecting higher on feed, higher play, and higher placements. That's the market. Got the market a little bit on the defensive, particularly the hogs down $1.50. They were down $2.50. The cattle market's only down 55. Hog market's had a pretty good correction in here. I think it ran its course about $6 off the highs. Now that my market's rallying back about 4 or 5, but backtracking today. So it's been in a broad trading range. Hogs have about $4 or $5 off the $88 high they made about 2 weeks ago. So still on an uptrend, a pretty good correction in the market, basically consolidating within $2 or $3 of the highs. The cattle market, same way. Cattle market's down 50 today. It was it had a pretty good up day yesterday. It's been chopping around. Made new highs 4 or 5 days ago. Then it corrected hard, went from the top end of the trade range to the lower end, but they couldn't follow through down. So that's a trading range. It just really can't go up too far or too down too far. But the good thing about the cattle is it's consolidating right off the highs, which are just a little over 190. But the market never strays more than $2 or $3 off those highs. I think what you're looking at, particularly in cattle, is two strong factors. One is very tight supplies, the tightest in years. And the second is we're coming into the best demand period of the year in cattle, which would be the grilling season.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. Both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 3.5 at 439.5. May soybeans down 2.25 at 1185.5. May soybean meal up $2 at 333.90. Soybean oil down 56 cents at 48.14. Chicago wheat up 9.75 at 552.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 9 even at 582.75. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 even at 655.75. May oats down 2 even at 356.5. On the Merc, April live cattle down 52 at 188.05. April feeders down 2 cents at 255.07. April lean hogs down $1 at 85.82. Pork cutout went unchanged at 93.65. And April class 3 milk up 11 cents at 16.27. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.